read the Psalm 91. Looking at this and praying about it, and it's been stuck on my heart from some time now. And I just want to share that with you tonight, Psalm 91, talking about a secret place. I ask you tonight, you got a secret place that you go to? You got a certain place that you get off to, and when it's just, you need to talk to the Lord, and I'm talking about you don't take your cell phone to that place. You don't, if you come up missing, only a few people would know where you'd be. You got one of them places, only a few people would know where you'd be. Most time they're different places, they're awkward places, they're not a place that you'd think you'd find somebody at, you know, it's just a different place. And I thank God that I have one of them that I can go to and I can get at a place in my life and pray to the Lord. But you know what? There's also a place you can be at and be in a body like this and people everywhere. And there's a place that you can get to that nothing bothers you. You ever been there? I'm talking about chaos all around you, things going on all around you. It don't bother you. You just shake it off. You just don't really worry about it because you know how to get to that secret place. Even physically, when you don't get there, you can get there spiritually. And here I believe the psalmist is telling us that tonight. Not necessarily getting to a place that you've got to get in your car and drive, or you got to leave things behind to get to, but just on a daily basis, a place that you can get to in your life. The storms of life, I want you to know, they're going to come. They're raging. They're bad. They blow. They become a burden. But tonight, we have somewhere we can get, and that is in Christ Jesus. Amen? We can hunker down in that tonight. So tonight, I want to talk to you for just a few moments about a secret place. I want to give you a few things that you can find in that secret place. I know these being true because I found them there myself. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand. Psalm 91 tonight, and we're going to begin reading in verse number 1 tonight. And the Bible says, if you're there, say amen. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm 91, verse number 1, I'm going to read the whole chapter. But he says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feather, and under his wing shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. He shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and a young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. It's almost like the psalmist is telling you what God will do, and then God just chimes in. Amen. Boy, ain't that good. You start telling somebody about God and how good God is, and all of a sudden, God just chimes in and says, yeah, I've been good to him. Whoa, glory. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he had known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Father, we love you and we thank you for this night that you've let us come out one more time and to worship you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, I ask you tonight to lead throughout this service. I ask you tonight to be with the ones that's mentioned on prayer request tonight. I ask you to be with Sister Holly's grandmother there, Lord. I ask you to reach down and touch her there, Father. I ask you to be with Anthony Reeves and his family, Lord. They've got some major decisions to be made there, Father. And Lord, I pray that you make it easy on that family as only you can, Father. Lord, I pray tonight, Father, Brother Charles and his family, as they lay his daddy to rest come Wednesday, Father, I pray that you give them that same peace that passes all understanding tonight. Lord, I pray that same peace that was in Birmingham, Alabama, that night. night that we prayed. Lord, I pray that same peace. I'll be all in that sanctuary that day when they lay him to rest. Lord, I thank you for that tonight. Lord, I lift up tonight the Myers family, Lord God, as they found their brother that's been passed away. Lord, I pray that you touch and that you move and that you just move on that in a mighty way. Lord, I thank you for this church body. I thank you for the ones that was able to come back tonight. Lord, I pray you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let everything I say tonight be all about you. I pray you increase and I decrease tonight, Father. Lord, I thank you for this night. I thank you for the sweet Holy Ghost that visited us with us this morning, that visited with our spirit this morning that lives inside of us each and every day. Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, I pray for the next few moments you have your will and way. And we ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say it. Hey, amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight as we come to Psalm 91 tonight, we see that the psalmist said that there is a place, it's a secret place. And it's the only place that you can find this secret place is in Almighty God. And that a person can find all they need when they get to this place in their life. A secret place. Can I say to you tonight, as a child of God tonight, you can be saved and not know how to get to this secret place. You can be saved and not visit this secret place very often. And if you're not careful tonight, as a child of God, if you don't stay in this secret place tonight, you'll let things rattle off your tongue, you'll let things get a hold of you, you'll let things destroy you, you'll let things come all around you. Hey, when storms are raging and things are going on, if you don't rely on this secret place tonight to get with Almighty God, you'll let the cares of this world wear you out, wear you down, chew you up, and spit you out. If you don't learn as a child of God how to get to this place and to stay in this place in your life. And tonight I want you to know, why will the secret place change you? I want to look at four reasons tonight that I find in the Word of God that does me good tonight. I want you to look in verse number one, the first thing, that there is a dwelling at the secret place. It is a place that you can dwell. And you know what a dwelling is? That's a place that you live. That's a place that you stay at in your life. I'm not talking about just every once in a while, but you learn how to stay in that place. You learn how to stay under the hand of the Almighty God. You learn how to stay in that place when storms come and things come your way, you remain in that secret place. He says in verse number one, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hey, to dwell in that secret place means this. It means that a person gets to the place that they learn how to sit down with God. They learn how to sit down with the Almighty. They learn how to quit being so busy and quit running after the cares of this world. That they sit down with the Almighty God. They just sit down right where He is and let Him feed them in their life. I say to you tonight, they remain at this secret place. They learn how to remain and dwell at this secret place, and God visits them there, and God moves on them when they get to that place. But I also say to you tonight, that a child of God tonight that learns how to dwell, not only do they remain in that place, but they know how to return there. If they get out for just a minute, Brother Jake, if they get out of the will of God for just a minute, or they get away from that secret place just for a minute, they know how to get back. Hey, you ain't got to have nobody lead them back. They know where that place is. They've been there many a times, and they know how to get back. Hey, can I say to you tonight, I know how to get to that secret place. Can I get an amen? Hey, I know it is when I am, and I'm not under that secret a place of the Almighty God. I know when I'm not there. I know when I remain, and I know when I need to return and get under His wing. Can I say to you tonight how you can know that you're not dwelling under the hand of the Almighty God? Everything gets on your nerves. Everything agitates you. Everything gets all on you. Everything that you hear, everything that you see, everything that you do bothers you. And you've got no peace and you've got no rest. And you say, well, that's just being a Christian. Oh, no, tonight. Hey, when you get at that secret place, everything can be flying at you. Oh, darts can be coming. But you rebuke it in the name of Jesus and you stay in that secret place. You stay right where God would have you to be tonight. You learn how to sit down even in the storms. You learn how to sit down even when you're sinking. And can I say to you tonight, and as it remains, it returns at the secret place, but there is a rest at the secret place. When you get to that place in verse number one, he said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of His wing, or under the Almighty. To do that tonight is to rest. You're in His shadow or you're in His defense. You're right where he'd have you to be, right under that defense tonight, dwelling at that secret place. I don't know about you tonight, but I've seen times in my life that I thank God I was in that secret place. Amen. Hey, I want you to know I've had things come my way, and you have too. And you've had fiery darts come your way. You've had things of life come your way. And if you're not dwelling in under the hand of the Almighty God, and you wasn't in that secret place, you'd have fell victim to it. You'd have fell right there where it is. But can I say to you tonight that that secret place is a shield in your life? It's a shield tonight. Friends, tonight, can I say to you, you got to get to that place when everything's going on around you that you can almost just back out and just say, hey, I'm right where God had had me to be. And Brother J.D., I'm right in that secret place. Hey, people are trying to get me. They're trying to run over me. They're trying to abuse me. They're trying to do all this. But I'm in the secret place of Almighty God. He said, you got to learn how to dwell there. You got to learn how to dwell there. Me and Brandy, one time we was in our home, and we was in our home, and I preached this morning on that hell was real, and we had a disgruntled church member, and I'm talking about a disgruntled church member, and man, I'd been trying to reach out and do all I could do, and man, I was loving all I could love up one side and down the other, and that individual wouldn't have it no other way. He didn't want to be loved. He didn't want to be checked on. He didn't want to be talked to. He didn't want none of that. Well, one day I said, I'm going to call him one more time and just check on him and see how he's doing, and I said, well, I better put it on speakerphone when I call on him. Amen. And me and Brandy prayed forever. Call him. She knows where I'm going. And she's probably saying right now, do not tell this. But hey, when I think about that secret place of the Almighty God, when you get there, and I called that individual up and I got talking to him and I said, I've been missing you, man, and I'd love for you to come. He said, I'd rather die and go to hell than you be my pastor. Do you understand me? I said, man, you watch what you say. That's awful deep in what you're saying. You said, preacher, did that offend you? Did that hurt you? Hey, I hadn't been pastoring here, but maybe a year in. I hadn't been very long at all. And you said, preacher, did that destroy you? Oh, no, because I was in my secret place. I was under the hand of the Almighty God. You said, do you believe Christians can be that way? I want you to know I've met some of the most rudest people in the world that calls themselves Christians. Amen. You said, what do you do, preacher? How do you get around that? You've got to find your secret place in Christ Jesus. That could have destroyed the ministry right there. That could have destroyed, but Jenny, what God was trying to do. But I found myself dwelling under the hand of Almighty God, dwelling in that secret place. And tonight, if I can tell you anything, if you're going to let things come your way, you've got to learn how to dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Amen? Because one thing that if you're not careful, if you're not dwelling there, there's going to come things that's going to come your way, and you're going to get under attack, and you're not going to know how to handle it if you're not dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God. I see tonight there's not only dwelling in the secret place, but there's deliverance in the secret place. If you've got something going on in your life and you've not been delivered from it, it may be because you've not been in the secret place of the Most High God. See, to get to that secret place, Brother Tony, I'm talking about a secret place now. I'm talking about getting to a place. When you go in that place, he's going to examine you. He's going to look at you. He's not going to let things stay in your life that you used to let stay there. He's going to want to remove some things in your life. Look with me in the Bible here in verse number 2. He said there's a dwelling there, but also there is a deliverance there. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 2. He said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver me. He said there's deliverance at that secret place. He said when you start dwelling there, you'll find deliverance there. Tonight, can I say to you that deliverance at the secret place, he says tonight that he'll deliver you from the snare of the fowler. And tonight is this. Let me give you this. He'll deliver you from the snare. That's that net that's laid out in front of you to catch you. That's that net that's laid out in front of you to catch you. That's that net that's laid out there wanting you to trip, wanting you to fall. That bait that's laid out in front of you, wanting you to bite it, wanting you to take it, wanting you to say the wrong thing, wanting you to act the wrong way, wanting you to do the wrong thing. And you say, preacher, how do I get away from doing that? Stay in your secret place in Christ Jesus. Amen. You stay in that secret place, you'll be delivered from the snare. That net that's laid out in front of you, looking to grab you, looking to catch you. But also, let me give you this. He said, not only will you be delivered from the snare of the fowler, but you'll be delivered from the noisome pestilence. You'll be delivered from the noise that's all around you. Tonight, you know what's going on? I would dare to say, unless the power gets cut off at home, none of us ever get to a quiet time. Unless your power cuts off. You ever had your power cut off at home? I'm not talking about not paying your bill. I'm talking about power go off. Amen? As Christians, we're to pay our bills. Hello? But I'm talking about your power went off and it got quiet. First thing my wife says when the power goes off, she says, man, it's quiet around here. You can hear everything. You hear every squeak and everything. Why? Because the racket of this world has been cut off and you're able to hear what God would have you to hear. When you get in that secret place, all the noise that's around you, it'll be cut off when you get in that secret place. Look what he says tonight. Deliverance from the snare in verse number 3, but also deliverance from the noise that's all around you tonight. That noise that's on every corner, that noise that's everywhere in your life, you want to be delivered from that. There's deliverance at the secret place. I see there's not only deliverance from the snare and deliverance from the noise that's all around you, but if you'll keep reading with me here, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night. What comes at night, you won't be scared of that. Nor for the arrow that flieth by day. He says, I want you to know you'll be delivered from the arrow that flies by day. All them fiery darts that's coming your way, all them fiery darts that's wanting you to trip, wanting you to stumble, wanting you to fall, wanting you to give up, wanting you to get out, wanting you to quit. When you get in that secret place, you won't want to quit. It's when I'm out of my secret place, Brother JD, with God, right? It's when I am not where I need to be. I'm going to share with you one secret place that I got, and sometimes it gets detoured a little bit. But my secret place is about 5 o'clock in the morning. I love 5 o'clock in the morning. I love it. I don't know what it is about it. 5 o'clock in the morning, I get up. I ain't even open my eyes good. I get up. You say, oh, you one of them Christians. Oh, no, I just found that's the best time for me. I don't know when your time is, but I'm talking about to have that deliverance. I know if I can get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, get me a cup of coffee, set it to the side, get my Bible, sit down there with it in my lap. I ain't looked at my phone. I ain't turned on TV. I ain't done nothing. First thing I done was went to the Word of God. And I get reading that Word, and I get studying that Word, and I get feeding on that Word of God right off the bat. Now, when I was first born again saved, I want to stop right here and I want to slow down and give you this. When I was first born again saved, I would jump up and go to work at 20 till. I had 20 minutes, get a bath, get ready, and get to work. There was no time for the Word of God. There was no time to get in a secret place, to get in a quiet place, to get there where God could speak to me and I could hear Him clearly when He spoke. We was going to jail ministry one night, and this is back in probably 2012, 2010, we was going to jail ministry. Man, I was a young Christian. I ain't been saved 4 or 5 years then. I was going to jail ministry. Man, I was going. Me and Brother Larry Land and Junior Gotten was going to the jail ministry that night, and we was riding down the road. And I looked at Brother Larry, and I said, man, he was talking about how he read his Bible. I said, how do you find time to read your Bible? I said, other day, I said, man, I'm wide open. I get up and run. He said, get up earlier. I said, huh? He said, get up. He said, if you just want to do something that you really want to do, you'd get up early for it. And son, that hit me like a ton of bricks. That next morning, I started getting up, and I started getting up earlier, and I started getting up earlier, and I started getting up earlier, and earlier, and earlier, and earlier. If I ain't up at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock right there in that area there and reading my Bible, drinking my coffee, getting in that Word before I ever start my day, I find out if I don't do that, my day is turns into a train wreck pretty quick. Why? Because I get out of my secret place. Everything bothers me. Everything gets under my skin. Everything that happens, I see that it's not good, and I don't see the good that's out there. I see the bad. I see the noise all around me, and it's taking me over, and I don't know what to do, and I don't know where to go. And you know what I got to do? I got to take time then, later on in the day, to get back to that place that I need to be in Christ Jesus. You said, you only do that because you're a preacher. I did that before I ever become a preacher. I learned how to get to that quiet place where God can speak to me, and I can hear Him. I can hear Him, and I can hear exactly what He wants to do. Can I say to you tonight, when you get to that quiet place, you'll find deliverance. You'll find a dwelling and you'll find deliverance tonight. Let me show you something else you'll find in that quiet place. Man, when that man told me that, I didn't know what to think about that. He told me, he said, if you just get up earlier, you'll find what you need. I see there's deliverance from the snare, deliverance from the noise, and deliverance from the arrows that fly. I see not only their dwelling at the secret place and deliverance, but look with me in verse number 11 at your defense that's found in the secret place. The defense that's found at the secret place of the Most High God. You find defense. For he, talking about God, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. You're talking about defense tonight. When he put his angels over you, that's a defense. When you know, when you wake up and you get in that secret place and you let God lead you, Brother Lowe, that you're covered by His angels, by their power, by their protection. What He has deployed from heaven straight for you that day, set all around you, set amongst you, set down with you. And no matter what Satan throws at you, no matter what comes your way, you can fight it off because you know you got somebody that's on your side. You're not alone. You're not in this alone. You got somebody that is on your side. He said there's not only a dwelling and a deliverance, but there's a defense at this secret place. Angels has charge over you. Angels will keep you in all your ways and everything you do that day, that they're dispatched to take care of you. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under his feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. You're talking about a defense tonight. He said, I will set him on high because he hath known my name. I don't know about you, but when I get to that secret place, man, I'm just about on my tippy toes when I'm walking around. Amen. I've been having problems with my throat, and I got to go Thursday and have a light run down. And on the way to church tonight, Brandy told me this. She said, well, if you wouldn't strain and you wouldn't talk so loud and you wouldn't preach so loud and you wouldn't do this, and me and her just talk, you know, she can talk to me that way. I let her come in my secret place with me. Amen. And she was telling me that. And I said, I can't help it. She said, well, you need to do something about it. I said, I don't know what to do. She said, why do you do it? I said, son, when I get behind that desk and that Holy Ghost gets to flying up inside of me, I can't help it. It's like being at a ball game, rooting on the team, letting you know it's going to be okay no matter what you face this week. Under the shadow of the Almighty God, there's deliverance and there's a defense there. No matter what comes your way, you can fight it off in the name of Jesus. You said, preacher, you don't know how bad it is. I know how big God is. Preacher, you don't know how tough it is. I know how big God is. Preacher, you don't know what's coming my way. I know how big God is. And every time I get to that place, He just shows me how big He really is. Now, as long as I want to sit over here and pout and cry and snot and carry on, He'll let me do it. He'll let me do it. But as soon as I get in that secret place and I come, you know how you get in that secret place, Sister Kim Robinson? Most time I got to do this right here. On my knees, crawling back. I say, God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I've been out there doing it my way. Lord, if you just help me. Lord, if you just help me. If you just give me what I need one more time. You know what He says? He says, you've had it all along. You just finally got to a place that you've broken. I can show you. See, let me tell you this. There's it's there. There's a dwelling there. You can dwell here. You say, I got to work. You got to learn how to dwell there even at your workplace. You got to learn how to dwell there even at your fun times. You got to learn how to dwell there even when you're on your side-by-side and riding and your family's having a good time and they're cutting up, having a good time. They look at you and say, are you here? You go, oh, yeah, I'm here. Did you hear a word I said? And you're like, oh, yeah, I heard everything. I'm just, me and God just having a conversation. I'm in my secret place. We're talking, carrying on, amen. Every time Kaylee gets in my truck, I said, Daddy, why do you buy a truck with a radio on it? You don't even listen to it. I don't want to listen to it. I don't want to listen to it. Man, I don't want to listen to it. He says good Christian music. When you learn how to get in that secret place and that radio's off and it's quiet and that truck ain't nothing going on, it's just you and God, and He's just, I'm talking about talking to you up one side. I mean, He just, wow. You get on that lawnmower and you mow and your grass don't even need mowed. Can I get an amen? I'm talking about it's already dust, ain't nothing but rocks and dust, and you're on that thing mowing, your neighbors ride by and say, what's that idiot doing mowing? You just talk, you just have a little talk with Jesus, amen. You learn how to dwell in that secret place. You learn when things come your way that there's a place that you can get to and you can dwell. You got to find it. I can't find it for you. You got to find it. And as I look around this room tonight, I see a lot of faces. A lot of folks ain't got this place. They ain't got this place. They ain't got a clue what I'm talking about. Well, you can just get along with God no matter what. Riding down the road, driving down the road. You can get along with God no matter what's going on. You can just get along one-on-one with Him. Riding down, you don't have to get on your, you and God, loving it up. There's a place you can dwell. There He is. Man, you can dwell there. Dwell at this place. You can be delivered at this place. I seen Brother J.D. even find a defense at this place. But I seen something else in here that just really strung my heart cord. You got to decide to get to this place. He won't put you there. Listen to me, somebody. God won't put you in that secret place. You can be saved and not be in that secret place. You can be saved and get out of the will of God and walk as far as you want to walk. And I've seen it time and time again. And you'll be so miserable, so wrapped up in the things of this world, you won't even like being around yourself. The worstest thing I hate is when me and my wife are talking. The worstest thing I hate is when me and her's talking, and she's right. Men, that was your time to say amen. And they ain't nobody besides God knows me better than her. Brother Eric, that's why when I just sit there. I can't say nothing. I just sit there. And she said, she tells me what I really need to do to get back where I really need to be. Y'all only see the good side. Y'all say, that ain't very good. You ought to see the other side. But she talks with me and helps me along the way. But I've seen there's a decision that you got to make to get to that secret place. You can't wait on till everything's right in your life. You can't wait till your bank account gets right to go to that secret. I know people say, well, man, I'd do more if I just had more money. You can't do it when it's like that. I'd go more if I had more time. You will never get no more time. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that's all you got right now. And tomorrow's not promised. Found Mr. Myers on his porch dead. He didn't have tomorrow. Thought he did when he woke up this morning, I'm sure. But he didn't have it. He's dead. But you said, well, I get more time. You won't have no more time. 24 hours a day is all you're going to get. You can't get 25. You get 24. I said, preacher, how did I get this secret place? But James, tomorrow when you go to work and everybody's throwing everything at you and they're railing on you and they're wanting you to hurry up and meet production, how do you get to that secret place and say, I'm going to let that bother me? You got to make a decision. God won't put you there, but he'll allow you to get there. Many times in your life, he allows you to get there. He allows you to get there. And let me show you, before we close, the decision to get to that secret place. The decision to get there. Tonight as a church, if everybody in this place gets there, man, you're talking about, well, we just have a heyday, amen? Just decide to get there. Let me show you this tonight. If you look at me, I believe it's verse 14 through 16. I want to show you this tonight. Just to get to that secret place. It's got to be a decision made to get there. Because, look in verse 14, this is the Lord talking. Because he has set his love upon me, because. That means because he has set, because he's decided to do this, therefore will I deliver him. Because he's decided to get to this secret place and to hide there, I'm going to deliver him. He said, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he had known my name. Because he's called. That's another decision. Look what he says. He called upon me. That's another decision that the psalmist made. He said, he called upon me. And he said, I'm going to answer him. I'm going to answer him. He said, he called. I'm going to answer. He said, I will be with him in trouble. Man, you're talking about deliverance. I will deliver him and honor him. He said, I'm going to deliver him and I'm going to honor him. And how's he going to honor you when you learn how to get in this secret place? He's going to honor you, number one, with long life. You said, preacher, you telling me I can live a long time? Listen to me. There ain't a whole lot of I know, but I do know this. When you learn how to get in that secret place and you don't get stressed out all the time, that's going to help something to do with your blood pressure. Something to do with worry will kill you. Blood pressure will kill you. Heart problems will kill you. And all that produces that is stress. But when you get in that secret place, there is no stress. None. Zero stress in the secret place. Why? Because you've put it all on him. Look what he says. He said, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In closing, turn with me to Isaiah, if you will. Isaiah chapter number 43 and verse number 2. I want to show you this in the Word of God. Isaiah chapter number 43, and we'll begin reading in verse number 1, talking about the secret place. It's a place you can dwell. It's a place you can be delivered. It's a defense at the secret place, and we have to make a decision to get there tonight, to call on that name of the Lord. Here's what he said in Isaiah 43 and verse number 1. The Bible says tonight very clearly, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he hath formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Oh, glory. You're mine. Boy, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers. Man, when you're going through rivers, and you think you're going to drown, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, there shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. When you learn about that secret place, you'll learn that Jesus Christ, God Almighty, is a redeemer. He redeems. He's a savior, is what he is. Adrian Rogers told about a man being 10 miles offshore, and he's drowning, and he's doing backfloat and doing all he can do and about to go under. And the boat pull up, and the man on the boat said, "Hey, I tell you what you do. Start back, get on your back and get to going and do it." He said, "It'll help you," and he pulls off. He said, "That man ain't no savior. He ain't no redeemer. He ain't no deliverer. He's an instructor. He's instructed you what to do, but he's not helped you." Another man comes by and gets that man out of the water, and he picks him up and he puts him in the boat. He said, "I'm glad you're doing well." And he get going down the road and down the water, and that man smarts off to him or says something out of the way, and he throws him over. He ain't no savior. He wasn't a savior. He was a drill sergeant. He said, "You know what a savior does? You know what a redeemer does? You know what somebody delivers you that does? You know somebody that allows you to come to a secret place does?" He said, "Here's what he does. He sees you drowning. He sees you being overthrown. He sees all this going on. He says, 'Come to me. Just come to me.'" He reaches down, picks you up. He gets you out of that place that you're in. He picks you up. What does he do, preachers? He throw you back in? No. He takes you all the way to shore. Oh, glory. Ain't you glad he takes you all the way home? He takes you all the way to shore. He takes you all the way to shore. Tonight, if you've never been to that secret place, get there this week. So how do you get there, preacher? You got to find that place in Christ Jesus where you know you can get one-on-one with God. You can get there and you can find that deliverance. You can find that defense. And it's a decision that you make. No matter what comes against me, I'm going to follow Christ Jesus. I'm going to get right there where he'd have me to be. Tonight, I don't know about you, but he's done that so many times in my life. Have you ever worried about something and it never came? You got it coming up in 2 weeks and you worried yourself to death, and 2 weeks come and it didn't even happen? Have you ever done that? You've worried yourself sick. You know why you worried yourself sick? Because you wasn't in a secret place. You worried yourself sick because you ain't in a secret place. You get in that secret place and that worry won't be near as much. I know I'm a fine one to talk because I do a whole lot of worrying, a whole lot of stressing, a whole lot going on in my life. But I do know this, that when I get to that secret place, all them things flee. And I have a peace that passes all understanding. And you can too tonight. This week, I ask you to dwell there. Get to that place that you dwell. Get right there where God will have you to be. Let him work in your life. Amen. Here's what we're going to do tonight before we dismiss.